August 28, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost For His Highest. What's the good of prayer? Quote, Lord, teach us to pray, end quote, Luke 11:1. It is not part of the life of a natural man to pray. We hear it said that a man will suffer in his life if he does not pray. I question it. What will suffer is the life of the Son of God in him, which is nourished not by food, but by prayer. When a man is born from above, the life of the Son of God is born in him, and he can either starve that life or nourish it. Prayer is the way the life of God is nourished. Our ordinary views of prayer are not found in the New Testament. We look upon prayer as a means of getting things for ourselves. The Bible idea of prayer is that we may get to know God himself. Ask and ye shall receive. We grouse before God, we are apologetic or apathetic, but we ask very few things. Yet what a splendid audacity a childlike child has. Our Lord says, quote, except ye become as little children, end quote. Ask and God will do. Give Jesus Christ a chance. Give him elbow room. And no man will ever do this unless he is at his wit's end. When a man is at his wit's end, it is not a cowardly thing to pray. It is the only way he can get into touch with reality. Be yourself before God and present your problems, the things you know you have come to your wit's end over. As long as you are self-sufficient, you do not need to ask God for anything. It is not so true that prayer changes things as that prayer changes me and I change things. God has so constituted things that prayer, on the basis of redemption, alters the way in which a man looks at things. Prayer is not a question of altering things externally, but of working wonders in a man's disposition. That's the end of Oswald's text. Next, especially good word about the purpose and the function and the value of prayer. Also, quite true that most of us turn to God more when we need something or want something or are desperate or feel like we're out of control and can't do anything more in a situation, rather than viewing prayer, as Oswald suggests, as a means of just being intimate with God and sharing our very hearts and hearing his heart. The essence of the Christian experience, of the Christ in experience, is to actually have the person and the Spirit of Christ dwelling richly, fully developed within me, so that his way of thinking and his way of doing things will be the way I think and do. When this occurs, I pray for the right things, I pray for them in the right attitude, and I have the proper attitude regardless of the answer. So if you're frustrated in prayer, it's most likely your focus may be inward instead of upward. Your focus may be selfish rather than selfless. Your intention may be to beg for assistance or seek some provision rather than to simply draw intimately close to God. The power of Jesus when he walked on the planet was not Jesus himself. The power that was demonstrated was the Holy Spirit who filled Jesus as Jesus left himself wide open and emptied himself to receive the Spirit of God. He continued to go back and converse with God and let the Spirit of God fill him and energize him so that as he walked about day to day, the words that came from him and through him were from the Spirit of God itself. And people were touched. Lives were changed. People were healed. And hearts were turned to God. The ones who turned back from Jesus when the message became too difficult for them were the ones who wanted to be close to Jesus for what they could get from him rather than the ones who wanted to be close to Jesus because they wanted to be close to Jesus. Want to be close to Jesus. Pursue a romance with Jesus for all you're worth, and you'll be amazed at the blessings and the change in your attitude toward prayer, the change in the content of your prayer, and the change in the effect on you of those prayers.